B'shem Hashem Naaseh V'Natzliach, we're on the top of Yud Bet Amud Aleph. Just quickly to pick up where we left off yesterday, the Gemara brought down the Mishnah in Masechet Tamid that spoke about some of the tefillot of the Kohanim, Kohanei HaMishmar, on weekday mornings and Shabbat mornings, and it says that they said one bracha. Maskanat Gemara L'Chaora is that they said Ahavah Rabbah or Ahavat Olam. Now, even though, and they didn't say it said all because the time for that didn't come yet, and they would say later, and Maskanat HaGemara was that not that the brachot were not me'akev achat tasheni, rather that the seder brachot were not me'akev achat tasheni. So there is a very interesting Tosfot. The Tosfot right on the top, just quickly to go through it. Now Tosfot asks, one second, according to the order of the Mishnah says that the first thing that was done was Tamid Shel Shachar. Then they set up the Evarim on the Kevesh. Then they said Ahavah Rabbah. Which means, what did they do first? Korban HaTamid. Korban HaTamid was how early? Alot HaShachar. So if it's after, this is after Alot HaShachar. So what do you mean the Zman didn't come yet? We said B'di'avad, and all the poskim agree. If you read Kriyat Shema, middle of a shir she came. Middle of a shir she came. She came. Bye. Yes, bye. Which means, so, it's like call and collect, you have to speak in codes. Anyway, Bekitzur, Aval, Mikol Makom. So he's saying over here, if Zman, how do you say it's not Zman Kriyat Shema? It's not Zman Yotzer Or, if it's after Alot HaShachar, at least in B'di'avad zone, what does that mean? It says, Teisves, Pirish Hashi, Miu Lahava Sha'al Lomar Yotzer Or, Kedamrina Akore, V'yachol Lizbor HaBaraita Kevatikin. Says Tosfot, you're right. If they would have read Shema and Yotzer at that time, they would have been Yotzer. Obviously, this was the time between Alot HaShachar and between Alot HaShachar and before what? Before Mashiachir. That's exactly when this was happening, and therefore it's not Zmana Lechatchila. And that's why they said only then, it wasn't time really for Kriyat Shema Lechatchila. They only said Ahavah Rabbah and Yotzer Or later, because this Baraita holds that it is Vatikin. Right in the Gemara. Abi, can I trouble you? A little sugar? Thank you. Says the Gemara. Yeah, we're at the two dots. וקורין עשרת הדיברות שמע והיים שמוע ויום ירמת ויציב העבודה וברכת כהנים. Right, these were the short tefillot that the kohanim, kohanim mishmar, said in the morning. אמר ביהודה אמר שמואל, אף בגבולין ביקשו לקרות כן, אלא שכבר ביטלו מפני תרעומת המינים. Which means not only in Bet HaMikdash, but even in the rest of Eretz Israel, the people wanted to read עשרת הדיברות as part of Kriyat Shema, and the Chachamim didn't let them. Why? Because Tarometa Minim, they're going to say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said only this, and that's the only thing we're reading. Tanya Namahachi, there's a similar Baraita, Rabbi Natan, huh? In Kriyat Shema. No. Kriyat Shema Deoraita is Shema Ve'ayayim Shamoah. The Chachamim added on Vayomer, we're going to see on the next daf, it's a different story. But they wanted to institute Aseret HaDibirot as part of it. However, only the Kohanim, but outside of the Beit HaMikdash, the Chachamim didn't let it because the Minim would get a pitchon peh from that. Tanya Namahachi, Rabbi Natan Omer, Bigvulim Bikshu Likrot Ken, Ela Shkvar Bitelum, Mipnei Ta'aromet. Haminim, Mipnei Ta'aromet Haminim. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Savar Lemikbe'in Hu Besura. Rabba Bar Bar Chana wanted to establish Aseret HaDibirot as part of the Kriyat Shema in Surah. You can't do it for the same reason that we've been discussing above. Similarly, Amemor, which means he wanted to, but they didn't let him because of Tar'omet Aminim, what we've been speaking about before. Let's see, Rashi. Yeah. Says, thank you. Says Rashi, ביקשו לקבוע עשרת הדיברות בקריאת שמה, they wanted to, מפני תרעומת המינים, but they thought better of it because of תרעומת המינים, which is what says Rashi, שלא יאמרו לעמי הארץ, אין שאר תורה אמת, ותדעו, right, this gives the מינים, אפיקורסים, an upper hand, they're able to tell עמי הארצות, the most important part of the Torah is עשרת הדיברות, you see? Because that's the only thing they put into קריאת שמה. ותדעו שאין כל עניין למה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא ושמעו מפיו בסיני. How do you know? The only thing they put into קריאת שמע are the things that הקדוש ברוך הוא said himself and said at הר סיני, which is בוודאי אפיקורסות. Says Rashi, המינים is עקום גויים, and in the הגאות over here, in the earlier portions of Gemara, and in Rashi, before it was censored by the Christian church, it says תלמידי ישו. Okay, בקיצור, that's what they used to say.
Weiter. This is not just for קריאת שמע.
Huh? In Kriyat Shema.
But technically, according to this reasoning,
No, so the Bet Yosef discusses that in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, and the Bet Yosef says that the only issue they were mevatel oto mipnei tarumet aminim in Kriyat Shema. But if a person wants to say betzinat himself at the beginning of the tefillah, in bezibayim. Okay, right. That was the point, because they're saying, oh, look what we say in Kriyat Shema. If it's not in Kriyat Shema and it's betzinat, say there. Yeah. Yes. Yes, in Kriyat Shema. Kohanim. Kohanim Mishma. In Bet HaMikdash, there are different rules.
ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
Well, yeah, well, they would pray later, not now. It is very important, not more important than the rest of the Torah, but it's pretty important nonetheless. Now, כל עיקרי התורה are in עשרת הדיברות. Now, says the Gemara Vayter, ובשבת מוסיפין ברכה אחת למשמר היוצא. There was one added bracha on Shabbat for the switching, for the changing of the guards. מהי ברכה אחת? What was this bracha? אמר רבי חלבו, משמר היוצא אומר למשמר הנכנס, מי ששיקן את שמו בבית הזה, הוא ישכין ביניכם אהבה ואחווה שלום ורעות. Which means what? The outgoing משמר would tell the incoming ones that הקדוש ברוך הוא, who rested his presence in this house, should also be mashkin b'nechem avav avav, wonderful bracha. No shemu malchut. And that's exactly Tosfot's question. Avi, you're two for two. And Tosfot says there's no shemu malchut. So why are you calling bracha? Tzarchim. Vayter. Says Tosfot, makom she'amru leha'arich. I wish I could harp lengthily on every Tosfot. Right? I wish. Makom she'amru leha'arich. Now the Gemara goes into a very interesting and complicated situation. So do me a favor. Halt kop. Which means focus, buckle your seatbelt, we'll get through it soon. I'm going to explain to you the Gemara now according to Rashi, Tosfot, Virov HaRishonim. At the end of the shiur, you'll see the Rambam has everything we understand about the sugya. The Rambam is going to flip upside down. And he's going to say completely something completely different. And we're going to see who Maran holds like. But right now, let's go to Fiyat Pashtut, Rov Kechol HaPoskim, Rashi and Tosfot. Ready? Says the Gemara. Pshita. אחד הקנקית כסה דחמרה בידי, וכסבר דשחרה הוא, ופתח ומברך הדעתה דשחרה, וסיים בדחמרה, יצא. דינם אם אמר שהכל נהיה בדברו, יצא. דעתנן, על כולם אם אמר שהכל נהיה בדברו, יצא. Which means, the Gemara takes is a דבר פשוט. I'm holding a cup of wine. Okay, רבותיי, visualize? Yeah? Cup of wine. Right? Everybody, we're a generation that needs a lot of visual aids. Right? So, cup of wine. Ready? Cup of wine. Now again, there are two components of a bracha, as the Gemara is going to speak about now. There's Eikara bracha, the primary point of the bracha, which is when you mention Hashem's name. The beginning of the bracha. What you think as you mention Hashem's name. And then there is Chatimata bracha, which is how you end off. If I have a cup of wine, I began with thinking that it's not a cup of wine. I thought it was a cup of beer. The bracha on beer is Sheakor. Bracha on wine is Hagefen. Now, I thought it was beer. I start off thinking, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and as I said, Shem Hashem, I'm thinking, Sheakol, I'm thinking it's beer. Then first I open my eyes, before I finish the bracha, I look at it, it's a cup of wine. So, Borei Pri HaGefen, which means, my thoughts, at the beginning of the bracha, Ikara bracha, was Sheakol. At the end of the bracha, was actually the right bracha, on this cup of, cup of wine. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, no matter which way you slice it, you're good. Why? Let's analyze. What's the most important part of the bracha? The beginning, the ikar, or the end, the chatima? If the end is the most important part, guess what? I verbalized, Borei Pri HaGefen. And even if the beginning part is the most important, what was I thinking? Sheakol. Can you make sheakol? At least, b'diavad. Can you make sheakol on a cup of wine? Yeah. So any which way you slice it, says the Gemara, bevadai, in this situation, ma'adin, yatzai dechova, proceed to drink. Now, says the Gemara, what about the other way around? The other way around is a little bit more complicated. It says the Gemara, Ela hecha de kanakit kasa de shikhra biyadeh, ve kasavar de chamrahu, patach uvaricha da'ata de chamra, ve siyem bedi shikhra, mai? Batar ikar bercha izlenan, or batar chatima izlenan? The real question becomes, says the Gemara, is, let's say it's not a cup of wine, it's a cup of beer. I thought it was a cup of wine. And I started, when I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, in my mind, I had kavanah to end off Borei Pri HaGefen. However, then I take a look, it's beer. And I end it off Sheakol Nehiya Bidvaro. So if it goes, now here's the question. If it goes by the ending, I ended good. I ended the actual bracha, Sheakol Nehiya Bidvaro.
But if it goes by the beginning, what I thought when I was maskir Shem Hashem, what was I thinking then? Hagefen, and Hagefen is not the correct bracha for
even
beer, even b'diavad. Sheker, it's not true. So therefore what? Therefore, what do you go by the halacha? What's the ikar? Do you go by the ikar bracha, or do you go by the chatima? That are you yotze? Which means, if you're yotze, proceed to drink. And if you're not yotze, what? Baruch Shem, and make a new bracha. What's the halacha? Now the Gemara...
What's the story that they're thinking that it's supposed to be... The beginning, I'm supposed to have in mind that I'm...
What's the... One second. Ikara bracha. Everybody agrees. What's the ikara bracha? Shem Hashem. When you address God by name. Okay? Now, that being said, whatever... Why are you addressing God now? For what reason? Bored? No, why are you addressing God?
I want to pray for something that they're going to eat or drink.
You got to know what it is.
So if you don't have, if you don't have kavanah, you're not yourself?
Well, minimal kavanah. Over here, this is not minimal kavanah. This is reverse kavanah. This is opposite. This is wrong kavanah. So the question is, do we go by how you started and you started bad? Or do we say, well, at least you fixed it at the end?
According to the tzad that you don't, why by Hamilas Kadosh it's okay?
Oh, hake, mami, hake, hake. Now, says the Gemara, there's Tosfot, Hamilas Kadosh is the next daf, don't jump. Now, says the Gemara. So what's the halacha? We try to bring a raya. So you understand the question? Do we go by how you started? Or do we go by how you ended? Tashema. Anytime the Gemara brings Tashema, it's about to bring Re'aya, or attempt to bring Re'aya. Shacharit. We know Shacharit begins with Yoser Or and ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'orot. Right? Arvit begins Asher B'Dvaro Ma'ariv Aravim and ends off Baruch Atah Hashem HaMa'ariv Aravim. Now, what happens if you flip them? It's a problem. Okay? Why is it a problem? Light by day, dark by night. So now, Tashema. Shacharit patach b'Yotzer Or v'siyem b'Ma'ariv Aravim lo yatzah. If you start off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Lecha Olam, Yotzer Or Baruch Hoshech in the morning, and end off Baruch Atah Hashem HaMa'ariv Aravim, what's the halacha? Garnished, no good. Patach b'Ma'ariv Aravim, b'siyem b'Yotzer Or, yatzah. The other way around, says the Gemara, that what? If you started bad, HaMa'ariv Aravim B'Chochma, Asher B'Dvar Ma'ariv Aravim B'Chochma, and you end off, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'orot, what's the halacha? Yatzah. Okay, so far, Chatima. Arvit, patach b'ma'ariv aravim v'siyem b'yotzer or, lo yatza. Patach b'yotzer or v'siyem b'ma'ariv aravim, yatza. And here comes the clincher, klalo shel davar, hakol holech achar achitum. So you see clearly from this case, that what's the most important part, what's the determining factor, whether or not a bracha, a person's yotzer or not? Chatima, the conclusion. So what should be the halacha in our case with the beer gone bad? You would be yotze. You should be yotze. Yes. No, anytime there's a klal, it means to include more than what was already said. Anytime there's a klal. Okay? Yefe meod! Yefe meod, mami. Chakeh, that's rav. Lama ata kofetz? Shani hatam, Avi? You're in courts too long. Okay, so now he says... Okay, now... The judge knows how to do this? My people. No. Anyway, so he says, Shani Hatam, the Kamar Baruch Yotzer HaMe'orot. At the end, says the Gemara, that's not a re'aya that you go after the Chatima. When do we say, possibly you go after the Chatima? When you start off with Shem Hashem, but the bracha ends off without Shem Hashem. Like what? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Melech HaOlam, Sheakon Niyah B'Dvaro. Is there a Chatima? There's no, over here, maybe, over there, maybe you can go by Chatima. Over here, the beginning has one bracha, and the end is not a chatima. What is it? A brand new bracha. What's that? Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'orot. So therefore what? That's not a ra'aya that you go after chatima. Okay? You can only have a ra'aya that you go by a chatima, by an open-ended bracha. What's an open-ended bracha? Which only begins with Baruch Atah Hashem, but doesn't end with one. Over here what? Since it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, what do you have? You have a brand new bracha. So that's not a chatima. Okay, says the Gemara. Hani chalerav de'amar kol bracha she'in bahazkarat Hashem in a bracha shapir. This is good according to Rav. Rav says, any bracha, what's the most important part of a bracha? Shem Hashem. You say Shem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, blank, bracha. So, this would Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaMe'orot, qualify as a bracha according to Rav? Yes. Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan de'amar kol beracha she'en ba malchut ena beracha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the most important part of beracha? not Hashem, rather what? Elokeinu. Well, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam goes together. By Yotzer Me'orot, do you have Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? No. So did you end with the bracha? No. So what are you back to? Square one. Chatima Ikar. Good Raya. Says Gemara, time out. No. Ela, we have a different reason why you cannot learn out the beer case from Yotzer Me'orot case. Why? Says the Gemara, Ela kevan de amar abba bar ula. כדי להזכיר מידת יום בלילה ומידת לילה ביום כי כאמר ברכה ומלכות מעיקרה אתרוויו כאמר. Which means at the end of the day, like we said on yesterday's daf, what do we mention in the morning? Yosir or uvore choshech. And what do we say by the night? Golel or mipne choshech vechoshech mipne or. We mention both during both. Why is that? Midat yom balayla, midat layla bayom. We do both. So therefore what? It is considered over there, it's considered that you include in the same bracha both. So mamela over there, you would be yotze. Now, hold on to this. We'll come back to it in the halacha. So mamela, do you have a raya over here that hakol olech achar achitum or not? No. No raya from yotze. Tashema, another attempted raya. Misefa, kilalo shel davar hakol olech achar achitum. כללו של דבר להטוי אמי, לב להטוי הדאמרן. This is what Amnon was saying. כללו של דבר means to include more things. Might it not, must it not include what? Our case of the beer. Should, right? Makes sense that it will include. Says Amnon, no. להטוי נהמה ותמרה. It comes to include not the case of the beer and the wine. It comes to include a case of bread and dates. What's the case of bread and dates? Says the Gemara, hechidami. Okay, which means, what's the case? You obviously are about to eat one. You started with kavana for the wrong one, and then you ended good. Which way did you go? Remember, by wine and beer, there's two cases. One of them was pashut. One of them we still have a safik. Now the Gemara says, by bread and dates, what the chidush that you would be yotze is by bread and dates. What's the case of bread and dates? Says the Gemara, hechidame. Ilema de achal nahama. וכסבה דתמרי אכל ופתח דעתה דתמרי וסיים בדנהמה היינו בעיין. If it was, let's say you were holding bread and you started off the ברכת, you thought you were going to eat dates, so you started off in your כוונה ברוך אתה השם thinking בורא פרי העץ, but then you looked at bread and you ended off המוציא לך מן הארץ. That question is identical to the one we're already dealing with of beer and wine, right? So that's, there's no extra chidush there. That's exactly, precisely the same thing. Why? Because starting off with borei pri ha'etz for hamotzi lachem na'aretz, how much does borei pri ha'etz help you for hamotzi lachem na'aretz? Nothing. So that's exactly our she'ela. What about the flip side? Says the Gemara, must be the flip side. That what? You were holding dates, thought it was bread, started off thinking hamotzi, ended off with what? Borei pri ha'etz. Meaning what? Says the Gemara, "Latzricha." What is the case? Kegon de achal timari, v'kasavar nehama achal. He's really about to eat dates. He's thinking he's eating bread. Ufatach b'denama. He started the bracha thinking hamotzi, v'siyem b'ditmare, and he ended off borei pri ha'etz. Yata. Over there, says the Gemara, over there you'd be yotze. Why is that? De'afilu siyem b'denama name yata. Which means, the Gemara says, even were you to... How did you begin? With what kavana? Hamotzi. How did you end? Borei pri ha'etz. So if it's achar chitum, you're good. And if it's achar atchala, why? What's the chidush? If you make hamotzi on any fruit, does that work? No. Besides for dates. Why? Because what's the common denominator? Bread and dates share a common trait. What? So they satiate. A lot of people, a lot of cultures, especially by Sfaradim, dates are a very big staple. Why? It fills you up. Right? How do you say dates in Arabic? Dates. Zetim is zetum. No, but still, no, that's the chidush. Bracha charuna, but now the Gemara is thinking for bracha rishona as well because of that satiating factor. Because you have a combination of both. It's satiating and you didn't really say it. Yes, that's what we're thinking right now. Okay? Now, let's see Rashi. Okay? Let's see Rashi and then Tosfot. Let's go. Says the Gemara, yeah. פתח בדי שכרה וסיים בדי חמנה. תחילת הברכה אמר על מנת שהכל, וכיוון שהגיע למלך העולם, נזכר שהוא יין, ואמר פרי הגפן. פשיטה, לנדי יצא, דה אפילו סיים כל הברכה כדעת פתיחתה, ואמר שהכל, יצא על היין. דתנן, on anything you can make, שהכל נהיה בדברו. Where's the Gemara's question? Before we continue with Rashi, what's the Gemara's maskana with regards to beer and wine? The other way around? What's the answer? The Gemara two dots. Sugi is over. What's the answer? No. No answer. Ma'osim. What? Shkayeh. No. Ah, bemet? Which way? Hakeh. Tosfot. Now, says Rashi, that's the beauty of the Torah. The beauty of the Torah is that it's kiyam. You can dive in and it's endless. Yeah? What's the question? פתח הדעת עד החמרה כדי לסיים בו לפרי הגפן, וכשהגיע למלך העולם נזכר שהוא שחר וסיים שהכל. מהו? Over there, what's the הלכה? בתר עיקר ברכה הזלנן, ועיקר ברכה דעת... What's עיקר הברכה according to this? ברוך... No, עיקר הברכה. What's the main portion? ברוך אתה השם. ועיקר ברכה דעת עד יין נאמרה, והווה כמו שסיים ביין, ואין ברכת היין מוציאה ידי ברכת שחר, שאין השחר מן הגפן. אוקיי? פתח ביוצר אור, we try to bring ראיה, כלומר, הדעתה דלמה יוצר אור, וסיים במעריב ערבים, which means what? He ended off by saying, מעריב ערבים. כשאמרו, מלך העולם נזכר וסיים אשר בדברו מעריב ערבים. Okay? שאני, אתם, the Gemara says that you can't bring ראיה from יוצר אור, כלומר, דילמה פתיחה אינה כלום. Maybe really the פתיחה is garnished. ועד הקטן יצא לפי שחוזר וחותם בה בברוך יוצר המאורות, ועל ידי חתימתה כאמר די יצא, אלא שהכל שאין חותם בה בברוך ופתיחתה הדעת דבורי פרי הגפן הוא אמא דלא יצא. Over there, where you're not being חותם, you're not saying ברוך אתה השם בורי פרי הגפן, ברוך אתה השם מקום נכונם בורי פרי הגפן, ברוך אתה השם שהכל נהיה, you're not saying that. It's, huh? It's an... Yeah.
You didn't say
anything.
When you say Hashem, you don't have to be
mistaken.
That this is great.
But if Ikara Beracha is the Ikar, if you thought the wrong thing by Haskarat Hashem, you're toast. The Beracha is toast.
But you're not thinking anything wrong.
Why not? You think it's the wrong thing.
Baruch Ata Hashem. Blessed are you Hashem.
No, but why am I blessing you? Blessing you thinking that it's the wrong thing. That's a problem. That's a
But I'm not there yet.
I'm blessing you. I mentioned your name thinking something else. If that's what it is. Now says Rashi, yeah, Michael Memar, hechi nafik mishum khatimata, hain malchut vechatimata according to Rabbi Yochanan, hachigarsina ela kevan de'amar, ela latema mishum khatimata yatsa. Over there by Yotzer Or, you know why you're Yotze? Not because of the khatima, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no khatima. Why not? Because it has no Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Ela ptichata nami ma'aliyata hi. Really, by Yotzer, you have a good pticha too. Why? Ve'la tifshot minei lechamra v'shichra. You can't use it as a ra'ya for wine and beer. Delgabe birchot arvit v'shacharit u'dematzi le'memar dechi fatach bezo v'siyem bezo yatsa. Why? Deha ki fatach b'shacharit ada'ata de'ma'ariv aravim hava da'ate le'idkureba midat hayom balayla kegon golel or. Even if you thought by shacharit, when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you're thinking to say Yotzer HaMeorot. What came out? Ma'ariv Aravim. Why is that still not a problem? Because even if you had Ma'ariv Aravim in mind, what is in Ma'ariv Aravim? Or two. And therefore what? You had in mind really, when you had in mind the wrong thing, by Yotzer Or, you also by default had in mind the right thing.
Because we switch up.
Because we say both by both.
Like wine.
Huh? No, no, not like wine.
The first part of the wine.
No.
But wine
no.
is also shekel?
Well, kind of. Okay. יש לדחות את זה, אבל לא עכשיו. So he says, וסיים בזו יצא, דעקי פתח בשחרית הדעת הדמעלי ברבים, הבדעתה להתקורא בה מידת היום בלילה, כגון גולל אור, וכי פתח ערבית. Now let's say by ערבית. יאר מי ברוך אתה השם, תסיים אשר בדבר מערבי ברבים. But then what did you blurt out? יוצר אור ובור חושך. Right, or that's what came out. Now even in the beginning, by מערבי ברבים, what did you have in mind to say? No, I'm sorry, by if you had in mind Yotzer Or, Yotzer Or Uvor HaChoshech. So you also had Choshech in mind. When you said the Shem Hashem, the Yotzer Or, Hava Da'ate Lidkure Ba Midat Laila, Kegon Uvor HaChoshech. Hilkach, Ada'ata De Tarvayu Havi. Then Rashi says, Lav Lituyeh Ada Amaran, כגון שיחרה וחמרה, היינו בעיין. So he said, if we're talking about the bread and dates which way? If it's bread and dates that you're holding onto the bread, and you said, and you were thinking ha'etz and you ended up ha'motzi, that's exactly our shayla with regards to beer and wine. Says Rashi, da birkat ha'tmanim al ha'etz val pri ha'etz. I'm sorry. Da birkat ha'tmanim, it's not really al ha'etz. It should be bore pri ha'etz. Al ha'etz is the beracha achrona. Ve'bore pri ha'etz na ola le birkat ha'lechem. Ve'i beha pashat, de'akol orech achar chitum, berachot, אחר חיתום ברכות הוא הדין לחמרה ושחרה. So that can't be what we're coming to include, because that would answer the question. כל מי שלא אמר that, we didn't do it. Now, רבותיי, מסקנת הגמרא, by wine and beer, or by the other case of bread and dates, מסקנת הגמרא is, there is no מסקנה. The גמרא ends off with a בעיה, with a question.
Why did the גמרא say that?
With what?
That there's no מסקנה.
The גמרא doesn't say that.
Why?
No, not always. No, always. No. Sometimes just leaves it. Sometimes. Now, says Tosfot. Let's see what he says. Says Tosfot. Lali tuye nehama. Somebody, alarm somebody? Yeah? Okay. Shkoyach. Lali tuye nehama. Ufiresh Rav Alfas. Hashta delayf shita ba'ayan azlina nekula. Ve'afilu patach bechamana v'siyem shikra yata. Brief. Paskin salacha. That since over here, it's a safek. Safek brachot, he says la'akim. Which means, even if you were holding a cup of beer, and you started the bracha thinking it's wine, thinking bore pri ha'gefen, and ending she'akol, what's the halacha? Is that, one second, is that the way?
Yeah.
Over there. Therefore he says, safek brachot la'akin, and what do we tell you? Yatsa and drink. Okay? V'ri haya omer lechumra, d'tzarich levarich pa'am acheret. V'ri holds, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ba'al HaTosfot holds, lechumra, make another bracha. I, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the spot, and Yidon HaShas, huh? No, the Gemara ends off in a bayah. Frechter Bikveger in the Gilyon HaShas on this Tosfot. What do you mean leachmir to say the bracha again? What about safek brachot leakel? Says Bikveger b'shem Meharsha in Masach Pesachim Daf Kuf Bet. He says we only say safek brachot leakel by birkot haMitzvot. Why? Because any mitzvah that you do without a bracha, you're still yotze. But by birkot haNehenin, you don't say safek brachot leakel. Why? Because on the tzad that you didn't make a bracha, you're now eating bigzela. You're eating without a bracha, which is isur. And therefore what? You can't say, oh no, just continue eating. That's the shita of Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's the shita of the Ibn HaOzer. Many, many poskim disagree with that. And like we hold, many times our poskim hold, disagree with that. And we say safek brachot la'ken many times, even on birkot ha'nehenin, not only birkot ha'mitzvot.
That shita, he says that birkot ha'mitzvot, and you don't say the bracha, you're good?
Mm-hmm.
You're
absolutely not. Yeah. Now, weiter.
Rabbi Kiva Eger was holding bracha.
Yeah. Probably the Rabbanan like Tosfot and the Rama. Okay, Vayter. Says, yeah. Umi haya Rabbeinu Hananel omer. Im haya yodea bevirur sheta'a bediburo she'amar bore pri ha'etz tachat bore pri ha'gefen. De betoch kede dibur yachol lachzor bo. Which means, this is all if you're safik or if you, whatever. But let's say you know you made a mistake. You're holding a cup of beer. And you say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam bore pri ha'gefen. And you realize your mistake, toch ed dibur, you can automatically on the spot say just the words, she'akol nihya bidvaro, and you fixed it according to everybody.
We're going to. When you opened the bracha, you thought it was again?
Yes,
But we're going to see, over here, this is, huh? No, but over here, you were okir. With your toch ed dibur, you were okir what you thought, and what you did originally, you were okir.
Why is it different than somebody holding bracha that's going to give
me? We're going to see.
Looking at it.
שולחן ערוך. חכה. נא. וכן, ביום טוב, בחתימה של יום טוב, אם טעה בין מקדש ישראל והזמנים והמן מקדש השבת, וחזר בתוך כדי דיבור, יצא אחרי שהוא יודע שהוא יום טוב. Since he knows that it's יום טוב, in, over here, he knew to begin with, and just, it was a Freudian slip. Over here, the case that he's talking about is, where you know it's יום טוב. Let's say, you know it's beer. And just, even from the beginning, you knew it was beer. And just by autopilot, Hagefen came out. That's a little bit different. Weiter. Okay, now. One second. Yeah.
Just quickly, if we go back to Rabbi Kiva Eger for a quick second.
Yeah.
And the bracha of a mitzvah, let's say it's an etrog, and you say both at Hashem.
Yeah.
You think it's something else, you think a bracha, you have kavanah and something else. And then you remember it's an etrog, and you say the right bracha.
Yeah.
Or the heaven, you're good.
Well, over there, it's still Ibaya of the Gemara, and even according to Rabbi Kvegar would say that even according to the Riba Ala Tosfot, over there you wouldn't make another bracha because it's safek brachot le'akev. Understand? Because the Gemara's Ibaya, the Gemara never talked about Birkot HaMitzvot. The Gemara spoke about Birkot HaShevach and Birkot HaNe'enin. Birkot HaMitzvot the Gemara didn't speak about, but L'chayr it should be the same thing. Vayter in the Gemara. Yes, says the Gemara, Amar Abba Barchinana, Sava, Mishmed Rab. Rabba Bar Chinana, the elder said in the name of Rab, Kol Shelo Amar Emet V'Yatziv Shacharit Ve'Emet Ve'Emunah Arvit Lo Yasa Yede Chovato Shine Emar. Oh, Yafeh Meod. We're going to get to it. Shine Emar Le'Agid B'Boker Chasdecha Ve'Emunah Techa B'Lelot. What does that mean? What's the Chesed in the morning? Says Rashi, Kol Mishlo Amar Birkat Emet V'Yatziv Kemo Shetiknu Avichin Emet Ve'Emunah Be'Arvit Lo Yatsa. What's the chesed that we say in Emet V'Yatziv in the morning? Ubirkat Emet V'Yatziv kula al chesed she'asa im avotenu. He she'otzi'am mimitzrayim uvakalayim ayam v'ha'iviram. So everything about Emet V'Yatziv is talking about what? Chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Yitziat Mitzrayim, Kriat Yam Suf, v'chule. Ubirkat Emet V'Emunah medaber ba af ala atidot. It's not only speaking about the past, it's speaking about what? Filot for the future. She'anu mitzapim she'ikayim lanu avtachato ve'emunato lega'olenu miyad melachim umiyad aritzim ve'lasonu nafshenu b'chayim ule'adrichenu al b'amot oyvenu kol ele anisim hatedirim tamid. Which means that all of these nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us be victorious over the kings and saves us from Galut, we pray for that, and that is the Emunah. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, we believe that He's going to bring that to us, so that is Lagid Baboker Chasdecha Ve'emunatcha Balelot. Tosfot has a little bit of a different shot. Tosfot says over here, Lagid Baboker Chasdecha Chesed She'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Lanu B'Mitzrayim Ve'emunatcha Pirush Medaber Ala Atit She'anu Mitzapim She'ishmor Avtachato Ve'emunato V'Yigalenu Miyad HaMelachim U'Vsof Beracha Chuzi Le'Geula De'Far'o Kedei Lismoch Le'Ga'al Yisrael. That's Rashi's pshat. Iname. Another pshat of what's emunah balelot al dvar midrash al derech midrash chadashim la bekarim rabba emunatecha she'adam ma'amin u'mafkid ruchov biyado u'machzira belo yigia. Which means we are faithful. Emunah is faith. We are faithful watchmen. In that every morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back our neshamot. We are meant. It's a deposit. We're meant to watch it. And what are we supposed to do at night? Faithfully give it back. So Emet ve'emunah, ve'emunah techa balelot, right, is talking about what? Our faithfulness in returning the pikadon of our neshamot at night. Vayter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Ve'amar Rabba bar Chinana sava, mishmed rav. Another ma'amar from the same Amoraim. Hamitpalel, kishu koreya, koreya bebaruch. Ukshu zokef, zokef bashem. When you bow in the Amida, the times that you're supposed to bow by which word? Baruch. And you're supposed to be standing by which word? By Shem Hashem. Amar Shmuel, Maita Amad Rav. What's the reason for this teaching of Rav? Dichtiv, Pasuk in Tehilim, Adonai Zokef Kefufim. Which means what? How can that be extrapolated? How can you darshan that Pasuk? Hashem? By the name of Hashem, Zokef Kefufim. No, it's only talking about, well, we're going to talk about now. We're going to talk about now, what about the kfifa? Where do we learn the bowing from? But that's about the standing erect. Metive mipene shemi nihatu. There's a pasuk in Malachi, mipene shemi nihatu. He is bent over because of my name. Miketiv bishmi. It doesn't say at my name. Mipene shemi ketiv. It says because of my name. So the Gemara says maybe that Hashem Zokef Kefufim is not such a big re'aya that a person should be Zokef Hashem, because it just means could be Hashem Zokef Kefufim. And then when it says over there Bishmim Pene Shemi Nichatu, not that you do it by the Shem, because of the Shem, maybe it means the same thing over there. Amar Leshmuel Lechia Bar Rav. Shmuel was good friends with Rav, and his son was named Chia Bar Rav. Bar Urian. Bar Urian means Ben Torah, means Bachar Ben Torah, come over here. Let me tell you a nice dvar Torah that your father used to say. Hachi amar avuch, kishu korea, korea bebaruch, kishu zokef, zokef bashem. He told him over the same halacha that we just said. Now, let's see Rashi. Yeah. Says Rashi. Yeah. Says Rashi, kol mi shelo amar birkat emet ve'yatziv, kmo shetikinu avichin emet ve'emunah be'arvit, lo yatsa. Rashi also says, lo yatsa ma? He doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi. Huh? It's not obvious. Maybe you're not Yotze Kriyat Shema at all. we're in the.
If you don't say the Kot Kirashma Yoseh, if you're going to say the.
Let's see. If you mess it up. Yeah, let's see. Shneema Lagid Baboker Chazdecha, Uvirkat Metviativ. Oh, we did that already. Vaiter, next Rashi. Kshu Korea Beavot Uvhoda'a Korea Bebaruch. Now again, by Avot, it's the beginning and end. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Avramoteno, Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham. By Hoda'a, it doesn't start with a Baruch, it starts with Modim. But it ends with a Baruch. Baruch Ata Hashem, Hatov Shimcha, Ulchana Eleodot. וזוקף את עצמו כשהוא מזכיר את השם, על שם אדוני זוקף כפופים. ניחת, לשון הכנעה. What does ניחת mean? Bring down, lower, subjugate. Vayter, says the Gemara. רב ששת, כי קרע, קרע כחזרה. When רב ששת bowed down during the Amidah, he bowed down like a stick. When you whip down a stick, how fast does it go down? In stages or in one shot? One shot. כי זקיף, Zakif Kechivya, which means that when he stood erect by Shem Hashem, he stood up like what? Like a snake. How does a snake get up?
Slowly.
Very slowly, right? When it's in, when it feels threatened, if you ever watch the snake, it doesn't, first, you should know, just mile de alma, if you see a snake standing erect opposite you, don't move. That means it's, if it's a poisonous snake, obviously, it's in attack position. If you move, first of all, it can outrun you, like it's 10 times our speed. And second of all, if you don't move, it might let you go. If you move, it's going to feel threatened and it's going to bite. Kitzer, so he says, when you bow how?
Fast.
You bow fast. And when you get back up erect, how do you do it? Slowly.
Is it you bow and go down at the same time?
Quickly, yeah. Bevat achat, like a stick, says Rashi. Kechizra. Yeah, says yeah. One second. Says Rashi, Kechizra, Shevet Biyad Adam. It's a stick. V'chovtok lape mata bevat achat. When you whack it down, it goes down all in one shot. Zakif Kechavya Benachat. How did Rav Sheshat get up? Slowly. Rosho Techila. First he erected his head. V'achar kach gufo. And then his body. Shelo tira'e kri'ato alav kimasui. So that his bowing to God shouldn't look chalila like what? Like a burden. When you bow fast. When you get back up, what do you want to show? It's not something that bothers me. Something that I love to do. Okay, weiter. Now, says, what else? Quick daf trivia from last week. What else is something...
Yeah.
That, meaning, what? Huh? Okay. Something else? Where else do we find you're not supposed to do something so it doesn't look like something is a masui, a burden to you? Shteptachim adele. Two pshatim and shteptachim. Quickly, move. Shteptachim. Well, eight amot, meaning far from the door, so you don't look like you're ready to leave, and or time, so that you could be mitiyashev bedato. Yafeh meod. Vayter, siman in Shulchan Aruch, saddi. Vayter. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, another ma'amar from the same Amoraim. You got right, Rav Chaim. Don't forget it. Not finish us, rather no shas. Not read through Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, but know them. Come to Shemaim, it's not a joke. Asher mi sheba lekan v'talmudo biyado. Huh? What does that mean? What do you think in Shemaim, they're pushovers? Over there, they're going to ask you, what are you worth? Okay, let's see. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Ve'amar Abba bar chinina. צבא משמד רב, כל השנה כולה אדם מתפלל, האל הקדוש, מלך אוהב צדקה ומשפט. חוץ מעשר הימים שבין ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים שמתפלל המלך הקדוש והמלך המשפט. ורבי אלעזר אמר, אפילו אמר האל הקדוש יסרה, שנאמר, ויקבע אדוני צבאות במשפט והאל הקדוש נקדש ויצדקה. Where do you know that pasuk from? Where do we say that? תפילות אב, ימים הנוראים, right? It's a pasuk where, which נביא? ישעיה. So what do you see over there? אם מתי ויקבע אדוני צבאות במשפט, אלו עשר ימים שבין ראש השנה ועד יום הכיפורים, וכאמר, והאל הקדוש נקדש. So it says, even during עשרת ימי תשובה, the pasuk is still using the lashon of what? האל הקדוש. So says the Gemara, we have מחלוקת, רבה and רבי אלעזר. מה יהווה עלה? אמר רבי יוסף, האל הקדוש הוא מלך אוהב צדקה ומשפט. רבי יוסף goes, he says like רבי אלעזר. רבה אמר, המלך הקדוש והמלך המשפט והלכתה כרבה. The Gemara says, הלכה is like רבה. Which means, we're going to see soon in the poskim, what did רבה say during עשרת ימי תשובה? המלך הקדוש, המלך המשפט. Right? You got to change both. The Gemara paskin halacha is kedat rabba. Now.
Is there any right to the previous sugya? Yeah?
No. 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 Well, what beginning? No. Prayer. Says Rashi. Yes, says Rashi. Hamelech HaKadosh. Hamelech HaKadosh lefi shebiyamim halalu hu mar'e malchuto lishpot et ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his justice extremely during these days. Melech Yoshev al Kisedin. Everybody's trembling.
Yeah, but we don't see it. Like nothing.
But it's in the air. The fact that we know these are Yemei Hadin, so that's the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. HaMelech HaMishpat, Kemo Melech HaMishpat, Kemo Nosei Aaron HaBerit, Kemo Aaron HaBerit. It's the same. HaMelech HaMishpat, Dikdukit, is like saying Melech Mishpat. Melech HaMishpat, says Rashi. V'chein HaMisgarot HaMechonot, Shehu Kemo Misgarot HaMechonot, V'chein HaEmek HaPegarim, כמו עמק הפגרים, okay? Says Tosfot. If you look at Tosfot for a moment, בהלכתה כבתי דרבה, וצריך לחתום המלך הקדוש והמלך המשפט, ואם לא אמר, מחזירין אותו. According to Tosfot, Tosfot understood כדעת רוב ככל הפוסקים. According to מסקנת הגמרא רבותיי, המלך המשפט is in exactly the same category as המלך הקדוש. And just like if you messed up on המלך הקדוש, what's the הלכה? You got to go back. If you messed up on HaMelech HaMishpat, you also have to go back. וכן זוכרנו ומי חמוך וכתוב לחיים ובספר חיים מחזירין אותו אם לא אמר. According to Tosfot, even for those four additions, not the ברכות, but the four additions, the four פסוקים that we add into זוכרנו מי חמוך וכתוב and ובספר חיים, if you missed those during עשרת ימי תשובה, you have to go back. That's דעת עצמם. דכל המשנה ממטבע שטבעו חכמים, אינו יוצא ידי חובתו. You messed up with the order. וכך פסק רבנו יהודה. אם ספק לו אם אמר, אם לא אמר, מחזירין אותו. כדית בירושלמי דתענית, היה מתפלל ואינו יודע אם הזכיר את המטר, ואם לאו, כל שושרים בחזקת שלא למוד. Now, בקיצור, we'll stop here. Towards the end of Tosfot, you see, ורבנו חננאל כתב, דאין מחזירין אותו מכל אותם דברים, דלא פסק בספר בפירוש, והביא ראיה לדבריו. רבנו חננאל argues and he says, we don't bring you back for any of these things. What's he talking about?
I think
he says anything. Now, מכל אותם דברים.
בספר, what does that mean?
It doesn't say in the sefer בפירוש that you have to go back.
But hold on.
Now, there are shitot that say that even for Ha'el HaKadosh, you don't go back. Shitat Ra'avad, same Shitat Rabbeinu Hananel. Now we're going to... Huh? Nope. No. Ben Yishchai is talking about Melech Oed Tzedakah U'Mishpat. That's a different story. Now, that being said, Rabotai, listen to this. We're going to see... We don't hold like this second part of Tosfot, that you go back for the four psukim, but we're going to see soon with regards to HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Let's see about it in the Gemara. Says the Gemara.
Tosfot is giving me Yalev Yehu on a Friday night and Avit night.
No, because that the Gemara says beferush eno chozer, beferush. Now says the Gemara, ve'amar Rabba Baruch Hinara Sava Mishmed Rav. Kol she'efshar lo levakesh rachamim al chaveru v'eino mevakesh nikra chote. If you are able, one who is able to pray for rachamim for a friend and you don't, is called a sinner. Shne'emar gam anochi chalila li mechato ladunai mechado litpalel ba'adchem, which means that what? Chalilali, mechato laHashem, it would be a chet before Hashem were it not that I prayed for you. What do you see? If you're able to pray for someone and you don't, you're a sinner. Amar Rava, im talmid chacham hu, tzarich sheyichle atzmo alav. If the person who needs rachamim is a talmid chacham, not only do you have to pray for him, you even have to get yourself to a point of sickness for him. Which means you have to not sicken yourself, but be prepared. No, be prepared to get sick. Or be sick with worry for the Talmid Chacham. How do we know this pasuk by Shaul HaMelech? Shaul said, "Vani b'chalotam levusi sak." I'm sorry, I skipped. Ma'itama ilema mishum dichtiv ve'en chole mikem alai. Shaul said, "None of you got sick over me." Ve'gole et ozni dil ma'melech shane. Over there, maybe Shaul HaMelech expected people to get sick over him because he was a king. Not only because he was Talmid Chacham. So how do we know that you're supposed to get sick over any Talmid Chacham, even if he's not a king? Ela me'acha, v'ani b'chalotam levushi sak. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yeah? Okay. Tov. Says, and who is he talking about? David HaMelech says he got sick over whom? Which Talmid Chachamim? That's David HaMelech talking. Huh? Let's see Rashi. You'll be surprised. Says Rashi, ואם תלמיד חכם הוא צריך לרחמים, צריך שיחלה עצמו עליו. אם תלמיד חכם הוא זה שצריך לרחמים, צריך שיחלה חברו עצמו עליו. You have to get sick over him. בחלותם, על דואג ואחיתופל הוא אומר שהיו תלמיד החכמים. דוד המלך says that he got sick with worry over דואג and אחיתופל, who were תלמיד רשעים, but what? תלמיד החכמים. Weiter. Says, yeah.
It says he got sick.
But so, fasted. Fine, say it. Okay. But let's say a person's not fasting. It means sick with worry also. A person has to really feel for that.
Yeah, I was looking at the post again.
Yeah. If you can, or learn for him, learning is more important. Okay. Now, but be worried. You know the expression worried sick? That's this. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, ואמר רבה ברכי ננה סבא, מי שמד עריו, כל העושה דבר עבירה ומתבייש בו, מוכלים לו על כל עוונותיו. Person who doesn't עבירה and is ashamed of it, gets מכילת כל עוונותיו. Well, that in and of itself, if you're ashamed of it, that's a precursor to teshuva. The Meiri says, well, don't push it. Because here's another segula for mechilat avonot. Do plenty of avonot, and when you're done, just what? Be ashamed, and then you're good. Says the Meiri, no. It's talking about that specific avira, not all of your avonot. Good, nice try. Shneimar, leman tizkeri vavosht, velo yelach od pitchon pe mipenek limatech, bechiperi. One second, I want to just see the correct... בחפרי לך לכל אשר עשית. נאום אדוני אלוהים. So what do you see from here? That בושת and the כלימה, the shame, is מחפר דה אבון. Fully מחפר דה אבון.
See the אבון again later on, years later.
Then he gets it again.
But then will the other ones not come?
Retroactively.
No, those don't come back retroactively?
Yeah, that means your תשובה wasn't full. דילמה, huh? Yeah. Dilma tzibur shane. Says the Gemara, that pasuk is talking about Am Yisrael. Maybe when Am Yisrael as a whole is ashamed of a certain avon, maybe that's different than a yachid. Ela me'acha, we brought it from another pasuk. Okay, what's going on? Says the Gemara brings a pasuk. We know that towards the end of Shaul HaMelech's life, he was in battle with Pelishtim. And what happened? Who did he come to seek for advice with war against the Pelishtim to see if he's going to be successful? Shmuel HaNavi. The only problem was Shmuel HaNavi had already passed on. So what did he do? He went to a ba'alat ov. He went to a seance woman who brought down the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi, and then he started talking. Now as he brought him down, Shmuel HaNavi gave it to Shaul. He says, what are you doing? Why are you bringing me down? Vayomer Shmuel and Shaul, Lama hirgaztani le'alot oti. Vayomer Shaul, Tzar li me'od, uflishtim nilchamim bi, v'adonai sar me'alai, v'lo anani, od, gam biyad ha'nevi'im, gam b'chalomot, v'ekra'e lecha, להודיעני מה עשה. Which means what? He says, I'm sorry for bringing you down. I'm really sorry for doing it. But I'm in the middle of a war. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer me yet with regards to if I'm going to be מצליח in the war. Not through נביאים and not through dreams. Says the Gemara, ואילו אורים ותומים לקה אמר. How come Shaul HaMelech didn't mention that he didn't get the answer from the אורים ותומים? Hey, who wears the אורים ותומים? Kohen Gadol, why don't you go ask the Urim Metumim? Answer was that there wasn't anybody to wear the Urim Metumim because you killed them. La, he says, La ka'amar, de katle lenov ira kohanim. So what do we see from here? And the fact that Shaul HaMelech didn't mention the Urim Metumim to Shmuel, that means what? That means that he was ashamed of his avon of killing nov ira kohanim. Says the Gemara, "Uminayim de'achilule min shemaya." How do we know that he got mechila for as a result of his shame for killing Nov Eira Kohanim? Shne'emar u'machar ata uvanecha imi. Shmuel HaNavi told him, he says, "Tomorrow you're going to be with me," which means that Shmuel HaNavi told Shaul HaMelech, "Tomorrow you're dead." But what? There's a little bit of a silver lining. What? Uvanecha imi ve'amar b'Yochanan ibim b'mchitzati. That after you die, you're going to come to Olam Haba and be in my company. In my mechitza, in my domain. So what do you see? That they in Shamaim they're mochelotto from that avon. What are you tying?
But hold on, why is it just that avon? It's all avonot that he did.
That's what I'm saying. The Meiri says it's not all avonot.
But it is though from the story.
No.
The fact that he was embarrassed.
What he just did that one sin.
Yeah, it was tzaddik atzum, Shaul HaMelech. Yeah.
But that's not true.
Huh? What's the matter?
No, the ritual says.
Machloket Rishonim. The Meiri says it's very difficult to believe. That, okay, it could be Machloket. The Meiri, some Meiri beferush, he says it's very difficult to believe that because you're mitbayesh for one sin, then they're mochel all of your sins. Why should it work that way? Huh? Maybe. Dayenu what? Dayenu, if you're ashamed of the sin, to be mochel, that specific sin. Okay. What's the matter? Let's move on because we don't have time. Okay.
So maybe because he's going to die tomorrow, his death is going to be kapara, not his busha.
Nah, but for murder. Murder is a pretty tough thing. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan Amir Mehacha. The Rabbanan bring a pasuk to this idea from another pasuk in the Navi Shmuel. What does it say? V'Oka'anum L'Adonai B'Givat Shaul B'Chir Adonai. Which means what? This was a story Rashi is going to explain. The Shaul HaMelech killed the Giv'onim. How so? He didn't directly kill them by killing Nov Eira Kohanim. The Giv'onim, if you remember, they were fake Gerim who came. They faked out Yoshua bin Nun, and when Yoshua found out, what did he make them? He made them chotve etzim v'shoave maim. He gave them tasks for the Mishkan to bring wood and water and whatever. Okay, now the Nov Ira Kohanim in the times of Shaul supported them. They gave them bread and water and whatever. And by Shaul killing out the Nov Ira Kohanim, nobody was sustaining them, so they were dying out as well. They came to complain to David HaMelech about what Shaul had done. So it says, as a result, what's going on over there? Says the pasuk. I lost the pasuk. One second. Yeah. So what were they asking? Give us, in order to take revenge from Shaul. What did they want? Give us seven of his from his children, and we'll kill them as like retribution for what he did to us. But what's going on? V'oka'anum l'Adonai b'givat Shaul b'chir Adonai. Who do you think is saying b'chir Hashem? Yeah, yeah. The chosen one of God. They're not saying the chosen one of God. They don't like Shaul, right? He's killing them out. So obviously, who said b'chir Hashem? Yetzta bat kol ve'amra b'chir Hashem. Who called Shaul the chosen one of God? That was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how we know that Shaul got mechila for harigat Nov Eira Kohanim. Amar Rabbi Avuh ben Zutrati. That's actually another sugya. Let's see some Rashi. Yeah, gotta move. Says Rashi, leman tizkeri vavosht sefed dikra bechaperi lach et kol asher asit gam b'chalomot gam b'neviim velo amale gam b'orim lefi shenitbayesh mimenu shelo yomar lo ata garamta le'atzmecha. Why didn't Shaul HaMelech say, oh, the Urim v'Tumim also didn't answer me, because he was afraid that what would Shmuel tell him back? You killed the Urim. So he says, "Shelo na'aneta ba'Urim v'Tumim lefi sharagta et ha'kohanim." V'Rabbanan savre me'acha sham inan de'achilu lo v'oka'anum giv'onim amru le'David besof yamav she'aya ra'av shalosh shanim v'yishael David ba'ashem v'yomer Hashem en Shaul v'el bet ha'damim al asher hemata et ha'giv'onim she'harag et ha'kohanim she'ayu maspikim le'giv'onim. There was a ra'av, and they came to David HaMelech, and Hashem told David HaMelech, you know why there's a ra'av? Because Shaul killed the giv'onim. How so? By killing Nov Eira Kohanim, who sustained them, he's killing the giv'onim too. Okay? שהם מספיקים לגבעונים לחם ומים, שהגבעונים נתנה מיושוע חוטבי עצם שואבי מים למזבח, ויאמר דוד אל הגבעונים, ובמה אכפר לכם? How can I seek to rectify what Shaul has done to you? וברכו את נחלת השם, and you give us a ברכה, so the hunger goes away. והם אמרו לו, יותן לנו שבעה אנשים מבניו וקענו בגבעת שאול, ובת כל ויצאה וסיימה אחריהם בחיר השם. דוודאי הם לא אמרו בחיר השם, שהרי לגנותו היו באים, ולא לכבודו. They certainly didn't say בחיר השם, because they came to rat on Shaul, not to give him כבוד. Okay? Viter. Says the Gemara, Viter. אמר רבי אבהו, בן זוטרתי. אמר ביהודה בר זבידה, ביקשו לקבוע פרשת בלק בקריאת שמע. They wanted to put פרשת בלק. Which portion of פרשת בלק? Well, we don't know yet. But they didn't end up doing it. ומפני מה לא קבעו משום תורך ציבור? Too long. מה טעמה? אילמה משום דכתיב. What about Parashat Balak that they want to put in there. If it's because of the pasuk El Motziyam Mitzrayim, that it shows that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, lema Parashat Ribit or Parashat Mishkolot, either one of Ribit or Parashat Mishkolot, because immediately thereafter, after the Tzivuy of Ribit, it speaks about Yitziat Mitzrayim, and after the Parashat of the Weights, it also speaks about Yitziat Mitzrayim. Dichtiv Bayin Yitziat Mitzrayim. El Amar Biyosef Bar Avin Mishum Dichtiv Bahay Kera Kara Shachav Kaari Uchlavi Mi Yekimenu. Why did it want to put Parashat Balak in? Because there is a remez to Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is when Beshochbecha Uvkumecha. So what does it say? Kara Shachav Kaari Beshochbecha Uchlavi Mi Yekimenu. What's that? Uvkumecha. And why didn't they put it in at the end? Because of Torah Tzibur. Velema hai psuka vetula. Why can't you just say this pasuk? And just, that's it. Says the Gemara, because, you know, by the way, the pasuk continues. Mevarechecha varuch vorerecha arur. Another four words. Yeah? So he says, Gemire, we have halakha le Moshe Misinai. Kol parasha de paska Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan. De la paska Moshe Rabbeinu, la paskinan. Which means, any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu finished, stopped there, we can stop there. Any pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop there, didn't end the pasuk there, we can't either. Okay?
So
says the
pasuk.
No. No. The pasuk ends. Mevarechecha varuch veorerecha arur. Okay. Too long. Too long. Yeah, people got to go to work and learn. Anyway, the kitzur says the. Yeah, you see how hamur Torah Tzibur is. You see how hamur meod meod hamur meod. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. So what did we put in? Parashat Tzitzit mipnema kiva'uha. Why did they put Parashat Tzitzit in Kriyat Shema? Amar Yehuda bar Chaviva mipnei sheyesh ba chamisha dvarim, for five separate reasons. What? Mitzvah Tzitzit. Yetziat Mitzrayim, all mitzvot, v'da'at minim, hirhur avera, v'hirhur avodah zara. Okay? Now, it's really six, but two of them are together. So, why did the Chachamim decide to put Parashat Vayomer in Kriyat Shema? So these six reasons. So it says, Rabbi Shlomo hanitlat mefarshan. Right? Three of these things that we just mentioned are explicit in the Pasuk. All mitzvot, the yoke of the mitzvot, dichtiv, uritem oto, uzchartem et kol mitzvot Adonai, va'asitem otam, which means over there is the yoke of the mitzvot. Tzitzit, dichtiv, ve'asu lahem tzitzit, ve'gomer. Yetziat Mitzrayim, dichtiv, asher otzeti etchem, meretz Mitzrayim. So those three. Where do you have the other stuff? El adat minim, hirhur avera, virur avoda zara, minalan. Where do you get those from? Netanya. Achare levavchem, zominut. When the Torah says, do not stray after your heart, that's a reference to straying after what? Minut, heresy. V'chein hu omer, amar naval belibo en Elohim. The naval is a low life, said that there's no God. And the greatest, Rashi says, the greatest form of being a low life is being a kofir. Okay? Achare enichem, zirur avira. Saying not to stray after your eyes, that is a commandment not to stray after thoughts of arayot. Shneimar v'yomer Shimshon el Aviv ota hakach li ki hi yishara be'einai. And what was he was talking about? Delila, and he said, take her for me because what, she is just in my eyes. That's arayot. Atem zonim zehirur avodah zara. Asher atem zonim achareim is referring to avodah zara. V'chein omer v'yiznu achare ha-be'alim. They strayed after the be'alim, which is a reference to avodah zara. And because Parashat Vayomer has all of these things compacted into one parasha, the Chachamim decided to establish it as part of Kriyat Shema. Says, huh? Too important. You need Yitziat Mitzrayim, and all these other things are so important, they said we can't let it go. Vayter. Now, all of the Yesodot HaEmunah are in Vayomer also. Look in Vayomer.
4 minutes,
right? Huh? 4 minutes, oh well. Buzzer beater. Ready? Says, Rashi HaKadosh, Parashat Ribit, Al Tikach Mito Neshech V'Tarbit. Say that, and right after the Parashat Ribit, right, where is Parashat Ribit? In which parasha in Vayikra? No, that's in Bamidbar, and it's not in Naso. First time we see it is in Mishpatim, then we see it again in Kedoshim. We see it again in Kedoshim. Okay? Vayter, Sefe Dikra, Sherotzeti Etchem, Kara Shachav, Dedami Lev Shochbecha Uvkumecha, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Shomrenu, Beshochvenu Uvkumenu, Lishkav, Shelevim Shketim, Ka'ari V'Cholavi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps us quiet, peaceful, and tranquil in our sleep, like lions. Velema hai psuka, I guess lions sleep deeply. I guess, or sweetly. Velema hai psuka veleka torah tzibur, all mitzvot, ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי. מינות, אותם ההופכים טעמי התורה למדרש טעות ואליל. What is מינות? What is heresy? Those who expound the Torah in a meaningless and wrong way. There's plenty of apikorsim. You know, the people who make the Torah like a, you know, a college discourse, and they start saying all sorts of shtuyot in the name of the chachamim, in the name of the Torah. That's kofrim. That's kfira. Torah has to be interpreted לפי המסורת שלנו, according to the tradition of the chachamim, not according to, oh, something comes to mind and you say it. That's distorting the Torah, is kfira. Weiter. וכן הוא אומר, אמר נבל בליבו אין אלוהים, ואין לך נבל מן ההופך דברי אלוהים חיים. There's no greater low life than one who distorts the words of the living God. Now, let's end off with the Mishnah, and we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow. מזכירים יציאת מצרים בלילות. There is an obligation not only to mention יציאת מצרים during the day, but to mention it during the night as well. אמר רבי עזר בן עזריה, הרי אני כבן 70 שנה. Familiar anybody? Where is this from? Haggadah. אמר רבי עזר, הרי אני כבן 70 שנה ולא זכיתי שתאמר יציאת מצרים בלילות. The Ritba and other, the Meiri also explain that they were doing it, they were saying יציאת מצרים, they were mentioning יציאת מצרים at night, but it was like a minhag, but nobody could find the ta'am, the reason behind it. עד שדרשה בן זומא, the same day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, בן זומא came up with the drasha to understand why we're מזכיר יציאת מצרים בלילות. שנאמר, למען תזכור את יום צאתך מארץ מצרים כל ימי חייך. ימי חייך, if the pasuk would have just said ימי חייך, הימים. I would have understood to only say יציאת מצרים during the day. כל ימי חייך, now that the pasuk says כל ימי חייך, הלילות teaches me that I have to mention יציאת מצרים at night as well. The חכמים have a different drasha. והחכמים אומרים, ימי חייך, העולם הזה. When we say ימי חייך, it means that we mention יציאת מצרים in this world. כל ימי חייך, להביא לימות המשיח. Since it says כל ימי חייך, we mention, this comes to include that we're going to mention יציאת מצרים, even when משיח comes לצירשי. מזכירים נסיעת מצרים בלילות, פרשת ציצית וקריאת שמה, ואף על פי שאין לילה זמן ציצית, which means, okay, all the things that we said, right, why do we say פרשת ציצית? That's all good for the morning. Nighttime is not a time of ציצית, וריתם אותו בזמן שאתם רואים אותו. לילה זה לא בזמן ציצית. So why do we say, דכתיב וריתם אותו וזכרתם, אומרים אותה בלילה מפני יציאת מצרים שבה. The only reason we say ויומר at night is for one reason and one reason only. What's that? יציאת מצרים. Huh? Meaning? How does that help you for Vayomer? It's not Vayomer.
First part.
What?
He's saying, Rashi's saying, Kriya Shema and Vayomer, right?
Yeah. No. No, we're just talking about Vayomer.
Oh, big Kriya Shema.
Yeah. כבן 70 שנה, כבר הייתי נראה זקן ולא זקן ממש. I looked old, but I really wasn't. How old was he? שבת עליו סבא יום שהעבירו רבן גמליאל מנשיאותו, ומינו רבי אלעזר בן עזריה נשיא, כדאית לקמן פרק תפילת השחרית, סגמרה later, דף כ"ח, ואותו היום דרש בן זומא מקרא זה, the same day that became the נשיא, בן זומא was מיישב the מנהג of הזכרת יציאת מצרים בלילות, להציץ עם הלכה. Hold on, please. It's today's an interesting ride. Well, actually, this is... Wait until we get to Eruvin. Okay, now, says the... No, Eruvin is in... No, it's about half a year. It's about half a year. Shabbat is Kuf Nun Zayin, 157, Dapim. So, well, we're already 12 through. 157, another 12, so... 157 and it's not 60, it's 64. Bracha 64. 64 minus 12 is 40 is 52 and 157. It's really 156 because it starts from Davit is it's 209. So it's about a little bit more than half a year. Vaita says, yeah, everything's relative. Says let's open up the Rambam, yeah? זוק דרם בפרק א' מנחות קריאת שמה הלכה חית. הקדים ברכה שנייה לברכה ראשונה, בין ביום בין בלילה, בין לפניה, בין לאחריה, יצא. If you messed with the order of ברכות קריאת שמה, night, day, whatever it is, and you did the second one first, first one second, what's the הלכה? יצא. לפי שאין סדר בברכות. בשחרית פתח, בשחרית פתח יוצר אור וסיים מעריב ערבים, לא יצא. פתח במעריב ערבים וסיים ביוצר, יצא. ובערב, פתח במעליב רבים וסיים ביוצר אור, לא יצא. פתח ביוצר אור וסיים במעליב רבים, יצא. שכל הברכות הולכות אחר חתימתן. The Rambam holds that what do you go after? חתימה. However, Maran has a little bit of a different take on this, which we're going to see soon. Okay? Let's see. שולחן ערוך. סדר הברכות אינו מעכב שהיא מקדים שנייה לראשונה, יצא ידי חובתו, מרן סס בפירוש, אין סימן סמך. Okay? This was a little bit about the Rambam talks about the עבודת בית המקדש and their תפילה, Rambam. ואחר שמעלין היוונין לכבש, this is in תמידין ומוספין פרק ו' הלכה ד', ואחר שמעלין היוונין לכבש, this was after they brought the קורבן תמיד של שחר, they put the limbs on the כבש, on the ramp of the מזבח, מתכנסים כולם לנשקת הגזית, והממונה אומר להם, ברכו ברכה אחת. What ברכה was that? להלכה, למסקנת הגמרא? קווק, 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 אבא רבה, ואין פותחים וקונין אהבת עולם, ועשרת הדיברות, ושמע, והיה עם שמוע, ויומר, באמת ויציב, ורצה, ושים שלום. Interesting, the Gemara says, ורצה, and ברכת כהנים. The Rambam understands that to mean what? שים שלום. Okay. ובשבת מוסיפים ברכה אחת, והיא שיומרו, אנשי משמר היוצא לאנשי המשמר נכנס, מי ששכן את שמו בבית הזה, ישכין ביניכם אהבה ואחווה שלום ורעות, ואחר כך מפיסין, then they take a lottery, פי שלישי ורביעי זוכה בקטורת, מי שזכה נכנס מקטיר, ואחר כך נכנס זה שזכה בדישון מנורה, so I'm at the rest of the עבודות of the day. Let's move on. Next Rambam. Okay, here we go, רבותיי. Okay, okay, okay. רבותיי, this is where it gets a little tough. I need your ears. Famous man said, "Lend me your ears." Who said that?
Kennedy.
Huh? Ma pito. He said that?
Yeah.
No.
You looked it up last time.
He did?
Yeah.
Where was it from? Hamlet? Okay, bye. So he says, Shakespeare was a sonne Israel par excellence. He was a tremendous anti-Semite. Anyway, Bekitzur, Mikol Makom, says like this. Until now, Rabotai, the case of the Gemara that we said was Pashut. Okay? You're holding wine. You thought it was beer. You thought she'akol. You ended Borei Pri HaGefen. What's the halacha? You're good. You're fine. You thought it was beer. You're holding beer, thought it was wine, started thinking Borei Pri HaGefen, ended she'akol. What?
No, question.
Lo yodim. That was the Gemara's question. Right now it's a question. The Rambam has a completely different understanding of the Gemara. The Rambam has a completely different understanding of the Gemara than Rashi and Tosfot. Mizrach lima'arav. You ready? The Rambam explains the Ibaya of the Gemara this way. What happens if I was holding a cup of beer? I thought it was wine. Okay? Okay, and therefore what do? I'm sorry. I know this is beer. I started off thinking it's beer. I started off in my mind, Baruch Ata Hashem, thinking to say shehakol on my beer, and then my mouth took over my mind. Mouth over mind, and what happened? Instead of ending off the bracha right, like I thought, instead of ending off shehakol ne'amid varo, I ended off Borei Pri HaGefen.
He changes the case?
He changes his understanding of the Gemara. You thought the wrong thing, said the right thing. According to the Rambam, you thought the right thing, said the wrong thing. Which means, according to the Rambam, you ended up saying, on this cup of beer, you thought, you're thinking shakol, 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 the whole time, and what do you blurt out? Borei Pri HaGefen. Says the Rambam, that is the question of the Gemara. Okay? Now. Says the Rambam, let's see. לקח כוס של שחר בידו והתחיל הברכה על מנת לומר שהכל וטעה ואמר בורא פרי הגפן. Says the Rambam, אין מחזירין אותו. יצא ידי חובה. That's the only time in the world you can make בורא פרי הגפן on beer. Okay? Now. וכן, אם היו לפניו פירות הארץ והתחיל הברכה על מנת לומר בורא פרי האדמה וטעה ואמר בורא פרי העץ, אין מחזירין אותו. You see how the Rambam completely understands like a completely different way. וכן, אם היה לפניו תבשיל של דגן ופתח על מנת לומר בורא מן המזונות וטעה ואמר מוציא, יצא. Why? According to the Rambam, what's the most important thing? Mipnei b'sha'a shizkir et Hashem ve'amalchut shehen ikar b'racha lo nitkaven ela lebracha haru'ya le'oto amin ve'ho'il ve'lo haya b'ikar b'racha ta'ut af al pi sheta'a b'sofa yatsa ve'en machzirin oto ve'chach posek ha'Rambam halakha lema'ase. Hold on, hold your horses. How different is this than Rashi and Tosfot and Rova Poskim? Huge. It's a totally different case.
Yeah.
It's changing the case completely. No clue. Now, let's see the Ravid. Hasagat Ra'avad. Af al pi shita b'sofa, yetza, katav Ra'avad, kol mi shekatav be'elu ha'inyanim, hakol havel. Says the Ra'avad on the Rambam, every... She'en olchin ela achar ha'perush she'otzi b'fiv. Says the Ra'avad, what are you talking about? He says, at the end of the day, what do you go...
What you said.
There's no safek. Which means that the Ra'avad understands the bayot of the Gemara like whom? Like Rashi and Tosfot. And over there, yesh she'ela. That what? According to Rashi and Tosfot, you ended good. You ended good. Where's the she'ela? That you didn't start good.
According to the Ramah, now, I think HaMelech HaKadosh B'Seh Ha'el, which is good.
That's a different story altogether. It's,
why?
It's not because it's all in the same context of the Baracha. Let's see. Okay.
So it's different than what he's saying here.
Correct. That's a different case. That's by over here. That's by Asher Bidvaro. Asher Bidvaro, because Maskanat Agmara, you mentioned both in the beginning.
Both of them, yeah, day and night.
Somebody even says Akkor doesn't mean all of
them. No. Over here. Now, Rabotai, says Maran. Now, in this monumental machloket, Rambam and Sheara Poskim, let's see what Maran holds. When you have Rambam pitted against all the other Poskim, Kim'at, what's going to happen? Ready? Buckle your seatbelts. Says, you sure? You need a lifeline? Says the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reshtet Sa'if Aleph. Ready? Huh?
He's going to say either one.
Call a friend.
Either one you do.
Lakach kos shel shechar o shel maim ufatach ve'amar baruch ata Hashem elokein melech ha'olam al da'at lomar she'akol ve'ta'a ve'amar bore pri ha'gefen en machzirin oto. Mipnei she... Who's he quoting now? As what opinion? The anonymous, the Stam. Mipnei shebisha'a sheizkir shem umalchut shem ikar ha'bracha lo nitkaven ela livracha ra'uya le'oto amin. Ve'yesh omrim she'im lakach kos shechar o maim ve'savur shehu shel yain ufatach baruch ata Hashem elokein melech ha'olam al da'at lomar bore pri ha'gefen ve'nizkar shehu shel shechar o maim ve'siyem she'akol yatza. Who's that? Everybody else. Maran makes a stam v'yesh out of it, which means according to Maran, you better believe that Maran holds like the Rambam halacha lema'aseh. Whether he holds of the yesh omrim with regards to Sabal is a different story. But of course it's a machloket. Of course it's a machloket. The Ravid answer, they all hold like the Ravid. They said Rambam, what did the Ravid ask on the Rambam? And Rashi and Tosfot and everybody else would agree?
If it would have been the case of the Gemara, that would have been also a take. Or we don't know.
We don't know, but the other way around, what about the other way around?
It's not necessarily a machloket.
Of course it's machloket. Rashi doesn't hold of the Rambam.
It's not and machloket, it's like machloket.
Oh, really? You sure about that? The Mishnah Berurah brings down on the spot, on the Shulchan Aruch, although Maran brings this in a Stam V'yeshin, Maran paskins like the Rambam Bistam. He says, Kim'at kol ha'poskim kulam argue on the Rambam, and therefore says the Mishnah Berurah that the Rambam is nitcha me'halacha. En halacha kidvarav. Negid Maran ha'Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah goes again, because all the Achronim and all the Rishonim Kim'at argue on the Rambam. He says, "En halacha kedat Rambam, en halacha kedat Shulchan Aruch," which means, according to the Mishnah Berurah, halacha on maase, you take this cup of tea, and you're thinking in your mind, she'akol, you're thinking she'akol, and you blurt out bore pri ha'gefen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Bracha levatala," say Baruch Shem Kivon Nochuto La'olam Ba'ed, and make another bracha. Whereas the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch would say, and by the way, the halacha lemaaseh, the da'at Sfaradim, is that we argue on Mishnah Berurah and we're mekayim both pshatim. All of the poskim, one second. All of the poskim. The Kaf HaChaim, the Birkei Yosef, the Ben Ish Chai, the Or LeZion, the Yelkut Yosef, they all say that la halacha, we are choshesh for both of these things, and any which way you go, any one of these mistakes that you made, we use the law of safek brachot lehakel, and we say that you're yotze, huh? To be mekel, not to say the bracha, and you just continue to drink as is. So we paskin over here. It's not so pashut, not pashut at all, ma'alacha po. Now,
well, let's say it actually was wine.
35.
Huh? If it actually was wine, you wouldn't have to be bracha on that tea.
That's correct.
Because Hagefen poter hakol.
That's right. Hagefen is not poter hakol. Shehakol poter hakol.
No, poter
hakol
in drinks.
No, but you can't. Hagefen is poter if you drank wine. If you drank wine. You can't take a cup
but
of wine.
Take a
bore pri hagefen. Sheker weiter. Now he says.
But in this case it works.
No. Not because of this. Not because of this. Now, says the Rama, וכן אם בידו יין וסברו שהוא מים, ופתח הדעתה לומר שהכל, ונזכר בברך ברור פרי הגפן, שיוצא שהרי אף אם סיים שהכל יצא. That's for sure, that was the פשיטה of the Gemara. Viter, says Maran, that's the, oh, סעיף בית, the very next סעיף in the Shulchan Aruch over here, לקח כוס של שכן ומים, וברך ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, ברור פרי הגפן. ותוך כדי דיבור נזכר שטעה ואמר שהכל נהיה בדברו, וכך הייתה אמירתו. Which means, how did you end up saying, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, בורא פרי הגפן, שהכל נהיה בדברו, יסה, says מרן יר יוצא, כדעת מי, where do we get this from? תוספות said that. תוספות, the reef brings that down, other poskim, טוב. The Rama writes, ואם היו אחרים שותים גם כן ויין לפניהם, ודעתו גם על היין שהוא סבור, okay, we don't really need this case, it's a side case. Next Rambam. הקדים ברכה שנייה לברכה ראשונה. We already said this. Okay. Now, what did we say according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, don't forget. Should we reread the Rambam? By Yotzer Or. The Rambam said the klal by Yotzer Or is what?
Everything
goes, which means if you said the right thing at the end, Yotzer Or, or Hama'ariv Ravim at the end, what's the halacha? Yatsa. Even if you messed up in the beginning. Right? That was the Rambam. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Nuntet Saif Bet. אם טעה ואמר אשר בדברו מעריב רבים ונזכר מיד ואמר יוצר אור וגם סיים יוצר המאורות יצא. Which means according to Maran, what do you see over here? You need two things in order to be yotze. What? You need to fix the beginning. You need to have a good beginning or middle. Which means anywhere. We're going to see. אבל אם אמר אשר בדברו מעריב רבים ולא אמר יוצר אור או לא סיים יוצר המאורות לא יצא. ואם אמר יוצר אור וברחושך, אשר בדברו מעליב רבים, וגם סיים מעליב רבים, לא יצא. Says the Rama, והוא הדין, אם לא אמר תחילה, רק יוצר אור, אם סיים מעליב רבים, לא יצא. Says Maran, אבל אם סיים יוצר המאורות, כיוון שפתח יוצר אור, יצא. אף על פי שהפסיק במעליב רבים. Which means, there are three cases over here. Okay, two cases יוצא, one case not יוצא. Okay, it's actually four, but let me break it down. According to Maran השולחן הוא. According to Maran השולחן הוא, what's the הלכה in the following case? Morning. This is all morning. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher bidvaro ma'ariv ravim b'chokhma, yotzer or v'rechoshech, oseh shalom v'orei t'kol. Baruch atah Hashem yotzer ha'me'orot at the end. What's the halacha?
Yetzah.
Why? Because he had a good, he had a bad beginning, but a good middle and a good end. What happens the other way around? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, yotzer or v'rechoshech, asher bidvaro ma'ariv ravim b'chokhma, poteach shalom v'tuna. Baruch atah Hashem yotzer ha'me'orot. What's the halacha? Says Maran. Yetzah. Why? Because you have a good beginning, bad middle, but good end. Which means you need one or the other. What happens though if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Ravim V'chule 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 and ended off like Arvit Baruch Atah Hashem Ma'ariv Ravim. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Me'orot. Lo Yatzah. Why? Just a good ending, says Maran, doesn't help you. And also. Just a good beginning, even if you started. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Or V'Rechoshech. Baruch Atah Hashem Ma'ariv Ravim. According to Maran, what's the halacha? Lo yatsa. However, that's the halacha according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah understands it that way too. However, the Yalkut Yosef writes the halacha that there are many poskim rishonim. It seems that way from the Rambam. The Rashba says that beferush. The Ramban in Milchamot Hashem says that beferush. That even if you just ended good. What's the halacha? You're good. Therefore, halacha ma'aseh, safek berachot la'akel. And even if you started bad, baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv ravim b'chokhma, what's the halacha? And you ended off, baruch atah Hashem, yotzer ha'me'orot, you are good. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm giving you the klalim. I know, I heard the thing.
We think he's good. We think just don't say.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, he's good, meaning yetza. Don't go back.
Yetza.
No, yetzat habracha. Yeah. Now, Viter. Says the Rambam Viter. ברכה ראשונה שלפניה בין ביום בין בלילה פותח בה בברוך וחותם בה בברוך. ושאר ברכותיה חותם בכל אחת מהן בברוך ואין להם פתיחה בברוך. ברכות אלו עם שאר כל הברכות הערוכות בפי כל ישראל, העזרה הסופר ובדינו תיקנום, אנשי כנסת הגדולה, ואין אדם רשאי לפחות מהם ולא להוסיף עליהם. These ברכות, you can't add in your own things. Sometimes you hear people adding weird words into tefillot. Don't do that. Leave the sidur as is, according to the poskim, according to the mesorah. No need to add stuff in. כל המוסיף, גורע. מקום שהתקינו לחתום בברוך, אינו רשאי שלא לחתום. ומקום שהתקינו שלא לחתום, אינו רשאי לחתום. מקום שהתקינו שלא לפתוח בברוך, אינו רשאי לפתוח. מקום שהתקינו לפתוח, אינו רשאי שלא לפתוח. כללו של דבר, כל משנה ממטבע שטבעו חכמים בברכות, הרי זה טועה, וחוזר מברך כמטבע, like the way the חכמים established. וכל שאינו אומר אמת ויצא בשחרית, ואמת ואמונה בערבית, לא יצא ידי חובתו. Once again, very vague, the Rambam doesn't say what you're not יוצא, if you didn't say אמת ויצא ואמת ואמונה. זקת מרן השולחן ערוך, אין סימן סמך ואב. כל מי שלא אמר אמת ויציב שחרית ואמת ואמונה ערבית לא יצא ידי חובת המצווה כתקנה. The first one to say it בפירוש is מרן השולחן ערוך. What? You're not יוצא the מצווה וקריאת שמה כתקנה the way it should be. But are you יוצא קריאת שמה בוודאי? Yeah. Okay? Let's go to the next one. He brings some poskim in the Bet Yosef. Yeah. But the poskim that we saw didn't say. Rashi didn't, the Gemara didn't say. Rashi didn't say. The Rambam didn't say. Okay. Says the Rambam. קריאה כיצד? המתפלל קורא חמש קריאות בכל תפילה ותפילה. בברכה ראשונה, בתחילה ובסוף. ובהודיה, בתחילה ובסוף. וכשגומר התפילה קורא ועושה שלוש פסיעות לאחוריו, בא עושה שלום. Five times that we bow during the prayer. וכשהוא קורא, נותן שלום משמאל עצמו, ואחר כך מימין עצמו, ואחר כך מגביה ראשו מן הקריאה. Okay, that's what you do by Yosef Shalom. וכשהוא קורא בארבע הקריאות, קורא בברוך, וכשהוא זוקף, זוקף בשם. Now all the poskim say, what does it mean זוקף בשם? Everybody agrees that by the time you say Shem Hashem, people make a mistake, even though you're doing it a little bit faster, your body has to be completely erect by the time you say Shem Hashem. You're not standing up as you're saying Shem Hashem. You straighten up your entire body and your head, and then what? And then you say Shem Hashem.
And while you're saying Shem Hashem, you do not move.
Correct. במה דברים אמורים? בהדיות. אבל כהן גדול קורא בתחילת כל ברכה ובסוף כל ברכה. In the בית המקדש, the כהן גדול would bow by everyone. No. והמלך כיוון ששכה בראשונה אינו מגביה ראשו עד שגומר כל תפילתו. Fine. Says the שולחן ערוך, אין סימן קופיות ג' כשקורא קורא בברוך, וכשזוקף, זוקף בשם. יפה מאוד. Says the רמב״ם. כל הקריאות האלו צריך שיכרע בהן עד שיתפקקו כל חוליות שבשדרה. How much do you have to bow? You have to bow until the vertebrae in your back pop out. Which means if you had your shirt off and we would be looking at your spine, your vertebrae would pop out. Which means it's a pretty nice bow. The poskim say, not too much either. Your mouth is not supposed to be past your belt. Sometimes you see people doing gymnastics in the middle of Amidah also. Okay? So he says... Why are gymnastics? Handstands. No, I'm saying that. It's a different... V'yaseh atzmo kekeshet. Make yourself like what? Make yourself like a bow. V'im shacha me'at v'tzied atzmo v'niyak kekoreh v'chol kocho, eno choshesh. If a person can't bow that much, and you're bowing as much as you can, and people see that you're putting forth your best effort, that's fine. Says Maran Shulchan Aruch, very interesting. K'shu koreya yichra b'mhirut b'fa'am achat. Which means by Baruch, you shouldn't do it in stages, you should do it fast. Baruch. What? Baruch Atah Hashem. Right, by Hashem. But bow down fast. Okay?
By your knees or
no? Hold on. וכשהוא זוקף, זוקף בנחת, ראשו תחילה, ואחר כך כל גופו שלא תהיה עליו כמסוי. However, when you're coming back up, that you do slowly. Says the Shulchan Aruch, first your head, you release your head, and then your body. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mekubalim disagree on the Pshat in two ways. The Ben Ish Chai, Kaf HaChaim, Gaon Or Tzion, they bring down two things. First of all, unlike the Ashkenazim, our Minhag is not to bend the knees at all. We follow the Ari HaKadosh. We do not do like Ashkenazim, bend the knees by Baruch, bow the body by Atah, and then stand back up by Hashem. In Minhag Ken, according to us, our Minhag is by Baruch, we bow the body. Atah, we bow the head, and then what? According to the Shulchan Aruch, when you stand back up erect, how do you do it?
Head first.
Head and then body. According to the Ari HaKadosh, what do you do?
Body and then head.
According to the Ari HaKadosh, Baruch, Atah, and then when you go back up, the reverse is body first, and then release the head, Hashem.
And then Session. So there is a step between Baruch Atah to Hashem.
Correct. I mean, do it as quickly as possible. Now, not so fast, but don't... Not Baruch, Atah, Crickets, Hashem. No, you know, it's not the. Okay, now says Viter. He said crickets in Russian. Who? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
They don't have crickets in Russia. It's too cold. Okay. Bekitzer. So he says like this. Okay, find out if they have crickets in Russia. Call Putin and ask him to release that Israeli girl.
There's a whole nursery rhyme about it.
Crickets?
Yeah.
Maybe it's fake news. Okay, anyway. Bekitzer. I don't know. Okay, Viter. Kol Hashana Kula, says the Rambam. Let's finish up, yeah? Says the Rambam, next one. Says the Rambam, Kol Hashana Kula, Chotem Bibracha Shlishit, Ha'el HaKadosh, Ubirkat, Ashtei Esre, the 11th, Melech Oev Tzedakah Umishpat. Uv'aseret Hayamim, Shemenosh Hashana, Ad Yom HaKippur, Ad Motzai Yom HaKippurim, Chotem Bashlishit, HaMelech HaKadosh, Uv'Ashtei Esre, HaMelech HaMishpat, Rambam says Meforash, and the Rambam puts them in the same exact category. Says Maran HaShulchan Aruch in two places, in Siman Kuf Yudchet, in Siman Tafresh Pe Bet. Says Maran, Hashiva Shoftenu, Chotem Bamelech Oev Tzedakah Umishpat, Umirosh Hashana Ad Yom HaKippurim, Chotem HaMelech HaMishpat. Says the Rama, בשם תלמידי רבנו יונה, מי הוא ממאמר מלך אוהב צדקה ומשפט, אין צריך לחזור. ולא אמרו שיחזור, אלא במקום שכל השנה אומרים, האל אוהב צדקה ומשפט. ואני כמה, אני צמנת תפקו ובית. איפי של האל אוהב צדקה ומשפט, אוקיי. אבל מלך אוהב צדקה ומשפט, he brings from תלמידי רבנו יונה, that since you mentioned מלך, you're יוצא. But, רוב ככל הפוסקים disagree. ריף, רמב״ם, מרן השולחן ערוך. And he also says it again, סימן תפרש בבית, בעשרת ימי תשובה, אומר המלך הקדוש, המלך המשפט. ואם טעה, או שהוא מסופק, אם הוא בהמלך הקדוש, חוזר לראש. ואם הוא בהמלך המשפט, אם נזכר קודם שעקר רגליו, חוזר לברכת השיבה. ואומר משם באילך על הסדר. ואם לא נזכר עד שעקר רגליו, says מרן השולחן ערוך, חוזר לראש. Go back to the beginning of the midah. So the בן איש חי, this is a very famous machloket. The בן איש חי holds like the Rama, and holds that if you said מלך צדקה המשפט, you are יוצא, you don't have to go back. Okay, fine. Here, and why is that? Because we say Safek Berachot Lakel, even Neged Maran. And Maran Zichrono Berachah, and many of Sfanim, in Yavi Omer, and then again Chazon Obadiah, and Amichot Olam, many of Sfanim, he disagrees with the Ben Ishchai's premise that Safek Berachot Lakel over here, and that's why we let you continue, because he says over here there's a reverse Safek Berachot Lakel. Because if you don't correct yourself, every other Berachah that you're going to say, according to Rova Poskim, you're not Yotzeh by saying Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. And if you say it out of order, every subsequent bracha that you make is what? Another bracha levatela. And another bracha levatela. And another bracha levatela. And remember, you're at bracha number 11. So towards the end of the Amidah, if you're not choshesh for Rova Poskim, including Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, and Maran HaShulchan Aruch, you can have at least another 8 brachot of levatela, plus not having daven. And you certainly win the prize for that. And therefore, because of that, says Maran HaShulchan Aruch, the svara of Safek Brachot Le'akel doesn't fly over here when you're going to make an active more brachot levatala with the coming brachot. Let's just do one more Rambam. Huh? You have to go back to the bracha that you're not sure. That's another halacha. Huh? You have to go back to the bracha that you know that you said last.
So why in case when you finish the tefillah,
yeah,
you're not going to use the Ben Ishchai, the big brachot again?
That what?
Why are you supposed to go back to daven again?
Yeah, you do daven again, but. Why not? Because you weren't Yotzeh. Because at the end of the day, it's only a sniff. That was only a rebuttal to what the Ben Ishchai said, Safek Berachot Lakir, why it's not. But la halacha ul ma'aseh, we pasken like Rova Poskim. Ata lo itpalanta, period. Okay, Viter. Says the Rambam, just to end off. Torah Tzibur. Rambam. Af al pi she'en mitzvah tzitzit. אף על פי שאין מצוות ציצית נוהגת בלילה, אישה, אף על פי שאין מצוות ציצית נוהגת בלילה, קוראין אותה בלילה, מפני שיש זיכרון יציאת מצרים, ומצווה להזכיר יציאת מצרים ביום ובלילה, שנאמר למען תזכור את יום יציאתך מארץ מצרים כל ימי חייך, וקריאת שלוש פרשיות אלו, על סדר זה יהיה נקרא את קריאת שמה, so there's מצוות עשה דאורייתא פסקינס דה רמב״ם, to mention יציאת מצרים during the day, and once again during the night, just a reminder, tomorrow night is Thursday night, we have Mishmar, Baruch Hashem, we have 2 weeks worth of sponsorships, yay, and also since it's Thursday night, Be'ezat Hashem, we'll be starting the daf promptly at 8 o'clock, and then we are going to the Halacha Shir. The Halacha Shir is I tried to make it a catchy topic, Starbucks versus Shacharit, the showdown. Baruch Adonai La'olam, Amen V'Amen. Rabbi Hanan Makasha Omer, Rataka